On The Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Georgia Tech coach Chan Gailey. Jed and Coach Gailey talked about Georgia Tech's season so far and the upcoming game with UVA.
Coach, I know in that first game, that was a big game. There was a lot invested into welcoming number two Notre Dame to Bobby Dodd Stadium. And I know you don't look at silver linings and moral victories, but what can you take out of playing a team like that, playing them so tough, and nearly beating Notre Dame?
Well, I told our players that I felt like that our team gained a lot of respect in that ball game. Now, respect only lasts if you continue to win. Mm-hmm. If you go lose, then you lost the game and respect. But if you win, then you gain respect, and then you're able to continue on and use that as a positive as the year wears on. But if you don't win, then you lose the respect that you gained in the ball game as well. And but we always like to win. We don't ever like to lose.
Indeed. Chan Gailey, head coach at Georgia Tech, with us on the Casella's Hotline. I guess it's easy for a drop-off in intensity when you start your season with almighty Notre Dame, and then you play a couple of teams that are pretty good, but they don't have the name like Notre Dame. Have you been pleased with the intensity the last two weekends after that Notre Dame opener?
I've been pleased with our progress. We've become a better football team, I think, each week. Now, we have not arrived by any means, but I think we have become better. I told our guys, if things go true to form, you should get better each week. And if Notre Dame is the worst game we play this year, then we should be a pretty good football team by the end of the season. And I think we have, in some respects, become a better football team, but we've still got a lot of work to do in some areas.
Last weekend, a win over Troy, 35-20. Coach, the number that jumped out to me, fourth quarter, your offense explodes for 21 points. Tell us about the way they cranked up their game. I'm sure you were pleased to see them respond when that game was very close.
Well, we were excited about being able to put those points on the board. We had moved the ball most of the day, but we had turned it over in the red zone and, shot ourselves in the foot with the drop pass, things like that just you can't do in big ball games. And so we hurt ourselves there. And then we were finally able to put the drives together in the fourth quarter, and it worked out well for us.
Certainly Reggie Ball had a big game. You and I have talked in the past about his consistency, becoming a more consistent decision maker and leader on the field. Do you feel like in the first 3 weeks he's made strides in that direction?
I do believe that. I believe he is more aware of what we're trying to get done and running the offense well. I mean, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but guess what? I'm not, you're not, nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we almost expect perfection from these guys, and you're not going to get it. You got to understand they're going to make some mistakes, and you just hope they're not critical and big mistakes. And Reggie stayed away from the big and critical mistakes so far.
And Reggie, coach, is such a playmaker. He can improvise and make things out of nothing. How much of the offense do you script for him? And then how much of it do you just sort of leave open so he can freelance and let those talents go?
Well, if you end up freelancing too much in offensive football, you end up in a bind because everybody else has got to be on the same page with that guy who's freelancing, and that's hard to script.
Mm-hmm.
So we design everything. Now, if he sees something and takes off on his own, we just have to trust his judgment.
Chan Gailey's the head coach at Georgia Tech. We're talking about the Yellow Jackets previewing the game with the Cavaliers on Thursday night in Atlanta. Obviously, his relationship with Calvin Johnson's now 3 years in building, and Calvin's been such a remarkable player for you. Coach, can you discuss the relationship between the two and the bond that Ball and Johnson have developed over 3 years?
I think it's a great deal of mutual respect there. I think Reggie understands how great Calvin is. I think Calvin understands how great Reggie is, and they both feed off of each other. And that's been good for our football team, and it has grown. We've just got to continue to work on it. That's the biggest key for us is mm-hmm. to let that continue to grow and get better week in and week out. We can't let that become stagnant.
I think when a lot of people think of Georgia Tech football, they think of your defense and how aggressive it is over the years. You know, John Tenuta's a Virginia guy, so on Virginia week, I guess we have to talk about the ex-Cavalier. I've called it the Tenuta touch. Coach Gailey, what makes him so special as a defensive mind?
Well, first of all, he's an unbelievable competitor. He does not like to lose a yard. He thinks everything should be stopped for no gain, if minus yards if possible. So he's such a great competitor, and he's so intelligent. He understands the game, And the biggest number one thing that he does better than most anybody I've ever been around is he takes his players, and whatever their talents are, he puts them in a position to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
He allows the guys that we have to be good football players.
More than anything else, can we describe him as aggressive, always with that defense moving forward? Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. That's probably being somewhat sedate with that with your description. Mm-hmm. He is attacking.
You and I talked a month ago about your defense. We analyzed strengths and weaknesses. You felt really good about the front seven. You said, hey, Jed, we've got to watch that back four, the secondary, only one returning starter. They've got to continue to show improvement. Have they shown you that thus far in 2006?
To be honest with you, I have been more than pleasantly surprised. They have stepped to the forefront, and we had questions about three guys back there. Could they play? Would they play? And all three of them, Jahi Ward, Daniel, Pat Clark, Avery Roberson, all three have stepped up and done things that I'm not sure any of us thought they could. And they've really played well thus far. But, you know, it's still early in the season, so we've got a lot of work to do yet.
Indeed. Game four is tonight. The Virginia Cavaliers, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets from Atlanta. Chan Gailey is our guest on the Best Seat in the House. Coach, your team has lost the last three to the University of Virginia. Do you use that as a motivational tactic this week to get them fired up?
You bet I do.
Mm-hmm.
You bet I do. Anybody that's beaten you three straight years, you use that because nobody likes to have that kind of streak against them. If you're a competitor in the least, that kind of turns your stomach to hear that.
Sure. So that motivates you guys. Virginia's probably motivated by the fact that it's off to a 1-2 start. I remember reading some comments from, I guess it was your middle linebacker, Phillip Wheeler, who said typically playing a Virginia team's a little different challenge because of how big they are on the front five and how physical they are. Can you talk about the physical challenges of playing an Al Groh coach football team?
Yeah, they are always going to look like an NFL team running on the field. They got to the socks, the way the NFL teams wear them, they're big as a house, and they're always big and strong and physical, and you better strap it on because it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed football game, and they're going to be strong and physical. You've got to mentally get ready for that because you can't go out there and all of a sudden you've played Troy and Samford,
right,
and they're small and quick and fast, but all of a sudden here comes a truck at you, and you better be ready for it.
Coach, it's throwback night tonight at Bobby Dodd. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The uni's from the 70s.
Should be a fun night, right?
Well, if we win, it'll be fun. If we don't win, it won't be much fun.
That typically makes the night a little more fun, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Coach Gailey, good to talk to you as always. Best of luck tonight against the Cavaliers.
Thank you very much.